Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm back again with Derek DeBoer, a tree board member in Blue Rapids, to talk about the Blue Rapids Arboretum. He talks about the Arboretum being a good opportunity for it to be an outdoor education.
Any project that we try to do, I think, tries to, get multiple check marks, things that it accomplishes. And with an arboretum, one of the main things is the educational opportunity. So an arboretum is simply a botanical garden dedicated to woody plants, so trees and shrubs, and it can expand. That's kind of a loose definition. You can adapt it to whatever you want to do. And there are multiple arboretums or arboreta in Northeast Kansas. So Kansas State University campus is a Tree Campus USA. It's an arboretum. There is a arboretum in Honor Grove off of Claflin Drive at the Kansas Forest Service property here in Manhattan. And there's a Kansas Landscape Arboretum south of Wakefield. I felt like there is an opportunity for us to have one that's very easy to access. So when we're utilizing our parks, it's free and open to everyone. And we'll have the trees labeled as to their genus and species. Some of them are specific varieties or cultivars. And so all of that information is open for you to discover on your own. You can simply walk through and look at the trees that are labeled. And then you can do a little more research on your own if there's one particular one that might appeal to you to utilize in your yard or landscape setting or so forth. And then just as a collective, different school organizations, FFA, perhaps 4-H, and then even on down the road if you specialize in arboriculture or horticulture, something like that. It's nice to have specimens of those plants to go and study. And of course, that would be easy for you to do in our setting because the trees are already in the parks and it's an easy stroll along the sidewalks. And you can find these trees labeled and learn about them in that way.
Derek also thinks it's an opportunity for them to test out new varieties of plants into the arboretum.
Yeah, so the educational aspect that we already talked about is one thing. I think a lot of folks recognize a value in trees, whether they can put a dollar amount on it or even in, just a quality of enjoyment on it. That's one thing. A lot of folks like to recreate beneath the shade of a tree, and they just like to see the beauty of it. It gives us an opportunity to test out even maybe new varieties that would be introduced into the landscape profession. But then beyond that, I think when you travel from area to area, when you see a town that's planting new trees, usually it's along with perhaps some new construction, new development. It's really looking to the future. You get that feeling. And that's what we want for Blue Rapids. We're at a tremendous opportunity where we feel like we can expand the city. We're kind of in a defined footprint, the way the town is laid out. We have Tuttle Creek flood area, to our north and east. But we really feel like there's an opportunity for us to grow, and we're at that point where we want to promote that. And I think it just enhances the vitality of the city to be planting new trees, and I think it's interesting, and a lot of people enjoy it. So that's our hope, to make sure people understand that we're ready to grow and we're still a thriving community, but also there's some of that educational and recreational opportunities as well.
If you would like to follow along with the Arboretum, there are many different ways you can.
Well, if anybody's interested in supporting the Arboretum, it is kind of a regional resource. We'd like it to be utilized that way. It's not just for our citizens of Blue Rapids. It's for guests and everybody that would pass through and want to enjoy it. So please spread the word. I think that's the first step to get a little more word out. And then if you want to follow along with the progression of different projects and plantings, we do have a Facebook page for the Blue Rapids Tree Board, because this is still monitored by our tree board, kind of governed that way. So by all means, follow along on our Blue Rapids Tree Board Facebook page. And then if you want to even go further, if you decide to start supporting the Arboretum and you want to get the newsletter, I do try to publish a quarterly newsletter with what's happening specifically with the Arboretum. And you can reach out to me, Derek DeBoer, on Facebook if you'd like to just send me a message. You can contact our city clerk's office for contact information as well, but I could get you on an email newsletter list if you would like that as well.
I want to thank Derek DeBoer again for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to KNDYradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.